Kayshon Beebe finished last season as the 48th receiver in football, 48th by points per game, 48th by total points, the same number twice. He enters this one as the 78th receiver off draft boards, pick 202. 30 slots of demotion for a player whose production didn't move because the market isn't repricing him. It's repricing his depth chart, which added AJ Brown and $68 million of Romeo Dubs while he watched. The season, 14 games, 33 catches on 46 targets, is 72% catch rate for 551 yards and 6 touchdowns on a 14-3 team that reached the Super Bowl, 16.7 yards a catch, the deep threat profile in one number, 7.7 half PPR points a game. 5 of the 6 scores came in the season's first 8 weeks, the back half quieted as the target count thinned, 3rd on the team in receiving yards, 2nd in receiving touchdowns, a real starter season in a champion-adjacent offense, on 46 targets all year. The career is a 3-act structure, 2 catches as a rookie 6th rounder, the year 2 step to 43, then the year 3 breakout on efficiency alone. The pattern beat is a precision case we want on the record. His touchdown share of fantasy value, 0.29, clears the receiver fade line of 0.208 comfortably. The cohort store is top 48 production. He ranked 49th. Over the line, outside the door by 1 rank. And we don't round players in, even when rounding would make the take cleaner. So no fade fires, and the arithmetic gets set instead. 6 scores and 16.7 a catch on 46 targets is efficiency doing volume's job, and volume, 0.79 sticky, the identity stat, says 46 targets is who he was. The yards say starter, the targets say role player. That argument is this price. Muffed! The situation is 2 arrivals and a rumor. New England traded for AJ Brown in June and signed Dubs in March. The June depth chart swapped those 2 plus Mac Hollins, Demario Douglas, and Kyle Williams into a room where Booch's job went from a starting role to a number 3 competition overnight. The trade chatter followed immediately. The Beat's June speculation tabbed him the roster's most movable piece, and Booch answered it in person. He showed up to minicamp day 1 and said he'll work wherever he's needed, per the Boston coverage. It's the final year of his rookie deal. Drake May enters year 3. Josh McDaniels, the reigning assistant coach of the year per the club, still calls it. The offense that made him efficient is intact. It's the queue in front of him that isn't. The price? WR78 at pick 202 for last season's WR48 by every measure. Our verdict? Watch list. We can't underwrite a target share behind 2 imported alphas on a roster openly discussing his trade value. And we won't pretend a 48th ranked season evaporates because the room got crowded, especially when the one asset that travels in a trade is exactly his kind of efficiency. The caveat is the fork. If he's a Patriot in September, the 30 slot discount is the depth chart working as priced. And if he's traded anywhere with a vacancy, the discount was the market forgetting that 550 yards of deep threat tape moves with the player. Watch the roster through August. The trade wire cuts both ways here. Then his preseason snaps when Brown and Dubs are both on the field. And whether the deep role survives the new arrivals, the efficiency is real. Somebody just has to sell him the targets. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.